Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and
Hi, 10:05 on the Fan, and a very good Thursday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number here at 1 o'clock. CMB will come your way. Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. Of course, we're live from the Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear deli meats and cheeses only at ShopRite. The Giants make another deal or no?
Not yet.
No?
Not yet.
Okay.
I think they will.
Yeah,
probably,
no, I do too.
Probably early next week they'll sell somebody off, maybe Janoris Jenkins or whatnot.
I think so.
And then after that, the Giants season is just going to become a colossal bore fest. All the action in this Giants season has been now. The craziness of the bad start. The craziness of these trades, but unlike last year where eventually you had the firing of a general manager and a firing of the head coach and the Eli Manning controversy, I don't think there's going to be any more controversy after this. It's just going to be a bad, bad football team. And I don't think there's going to be any controversy when they inevitably sit Eli Manning, which is eventually going
to
happen.
Well, that's the one thing I think you got to look forward to. You get to see, you know, Kyle Laletta, if there's anything with him for a couple games.
Yeah, that's what you get for a few weeks. And it's just the state of affairs in this town is so depressing when it comes to sports on how bad all of our teams are. And I know, like last night, I'm watching the Knick game. I'm watching the Knick game.
God, bro.
And I know as a Knick fan, you should be at least feeling positive that they have a plan.
Yeah, right? They got a plan. And they're going to be in a lottery again, and they're going to have a high draft choice.
Right. They're not selling off picks. Right, they're not doing anything stupid. But I watched them last night, and they had that incredible close to the first quarter.
But they go 14-0 to close the first quarter.
Oh,
hitting threes all over the place.
They look great.
Yep.
They look great. And then...
And then the game started.
Well, then the third quarter happened.
Right, well, I understand. And, well, really, the second quarter. The second quarter, they were behind already.
Yeah, well, that's when it started.
Right, it just became colossally bad, the
third quarter. And the second quarter wasn't great shakes either. They got outscored by 13.
Right.
But it was the third quarter.
They were only down 2 at halftime.
Right. But you watch them, and here's why you can't even get angry.
You
said, they're not good.
They got nobody. There's nobody on his team.
No.
I mean, if Tim Hardaway, I said this to Jerry, if Tim Hardaway Jr. is your lead player, you're in trouble. I mean, let's be real about
it. Major trouble. And their best player last night, just forgetting about resumes, forgetting about salaries, forgetting about where guys were picked, the Knicks' best player was Damian Dotson,
yeah.
Which is fine, because here's the thing for the Knicks, and I know this is tough to talk about in October and tell you this is your season. You're looking to find gems. That's all this season is.
That's all it is.
You're looking to see, hey, can Damian Dotson as a second-round pick, second year in this league, can he be a rotation player? That's what you're thinking. Can Trier become a rotation player?
Yeah.
Can Ntilikina take another
Noah
step?
Noah Vonleh.
Can Noah Vonleh, with a second opportunity, become a player?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
And that's the season. But you look at Miami.
Mario Hezonja.
Exactly. You look at Miami, who, you know, they're okay. They're, you know, maybe a playoff team. But with Richardson and Whiteside and Dragic and even Rodney Magruder, who looked like a superstar
Tyler Johnson.
Yeah, who almost became a Net. Remember, they offered him the big contract.
Yep.
They're just better. So when you get blown out like that, and I agree with Fizdale. Fizdale said, hey, this is the first time this year we let go of the rope. That was the analogy he used.
Looked like they quit in the third quarter.
You know what? He's right.
I know. He is.
And that's not excusable, no question. But they're just not good.
No. They're not. There's nothing there. I mean, like I said, I mean, who knows, you know, what Knox is going to be. Hopefully he comes back sooner than later and we get to see him. But this year is all about, you know, like you said, maybe finding some players, finding some players and maybe finding some guys that aren't players.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing.
Weeding it out a little bit.
Weeding it out. You know, seeing what Knox is, Maybe Porzingis comes back sometime later in the year. They're going to be in the lottery again. And, you know, that's the one thing you hang your hat on, because Mills and Perry look like they're doing it the right way. For the first time really ever, they're doing it the way they need to do it right now.
Oh, absolutely. And I hope, because of what they did to Atlanta and their competition with the Nets. I mean, they played the Nets tough.
And they played the Celtics tough, too.
But I hope that didn't confuse
people. Even Milwaukee, they played tough.
Absolutely. And they were down big in that game early.
19, they made a run to come back.
And that's all good stuff, by the way.
Right,
that shows the fight that Fizdale's instilling in this team. But I hope that didn't confuse anybody into thinking this team is something it isn't. What it is just a team that's not as talented as basically any team they play. Most teams they play on a given night, Atlanta maybe being one of the few exceptions, they're facing a team that's more talented than them.
No question about it.
That's a tough way to play.
Yep.
So it's October, man. It's October 25th, and that's what we're saying about the Knicks.
Yeah, and here comes Golden State on Friday night. That's
wear them down
be
for me, please. Can you do that?
Wear them down. When do you play them? Sunday?
Sunday. Well, it's perfect.
That game's in Brooklyn, obviously.
Yeah. Think about this. So they come to New York City probably today. They head over to the city. They go out. They have a good time. Have some dinner. They go to the Garden. They're all inspired. Because everybody loves playing at the Garden as a visitor.
Oh.
Loves it.
Nobody wants to play for the Knicks. Everybody wants to play against them.
No, exactly. I mean, Kevin Durant.
It's been like that for years.
Kevin Durant's going to love the Garden. He's going to dance all over the Garden. He's going to have a great time. Everybody's going to write stories. Durant's coming to the Knicks. Durant's coming to the Knicks. Durant's coming to the Knicks.
Stop.
He's probably not coming to the Knicks.
Probably not.
He'll drop 50.
Right.
And then they'll go clubbing Saturday night, get really tired.
Maybe that's what you need.
And then Sunday, late afternoon in Brooklyn.
There you go.
They lose.
Yeah.
And here's what I'll say about the Nets game, because I know that many people don't care about the Nets. And you know what? If you do care about the Nets, I did a 30-minute podcast last night breaking down the game.
Good.
That's how I get my net aggression
out. You can do that in every win?
Or brutal loss.
Okay.
Those are the two.
Right, all right.
But I'll say this about the Cavs. That is your proof that LeBron James is a basketball god. Because, Joe, this is the same basketball team. And they're abysmal. You watch them. They're the same team. They have no...
The Lakers,
What?
Is it about the Lakers?
No, I'm talking about the Cavs.
Oh, you said LeBron James.
I'm
sorry. You know what? I have to say, I apologize because we got good morning football, whatever they call that.
Oh, I see what's bothering you.
they have a thing right now on here. It says, if England had an NFL team, what would its name be? Really? That's what they're talking about? Look. Seriously, Ernie, really? Seriously.
Got three names while I was
come
you
on.
You want to hear them?
I don't want to hear
them. I think their answer was the Redcoats. That's where they settled on. The London
Redcoats.
The Redcoats? Yeah. The Redcoats. Remember, we used to call them that during the Revolutionary War.
No, I understand.
That's a loser. That's a loser.
Name B.
Joe, you got to understand something.
Oh, my God. I got lost. You mentioned LeBron. I thought you were talking about the Lakers.
No, I'm sorry.
So I got
it's okay.
Because my head got taken away by seeing that.
I want to compliment that crew because I actually like Good Morning Football. I think they do a good show.
Okay.
And I think most morning shows on TV are really, really, really bad. And I think that while they do some things that I'm like, oh, God. Like that.
Yes.
They do a good show. I like all the personalities. They do a great job.
All right.
When I saw that segment an hour and a half ago, all I thought about was, hopefully Joe doesn't see this. Because it's going to drive him nuts.
Yeah. I mean, come on. And we talk about football and not talk about what, if we get a team in London, what are we going to call them?
Who owns the NFL Network?
What's that?
Who owns the NFL Network?
The NFL.
Okay.
No, I understand.
They
sent them
to London for 2 weeks to do an infomercial for London.
And also, this is the third week in a row they have a game in London.
Right.
So, believe me, we understand what's happening here.
And I say that.
That means I have to like it.
I say that they're an infomercial right now for London. I say it with peace and love because I do like their show. But that's what's been going on.
Yeah, no, of course.
The NFL said, go out to London, talk about how great the city is. It's fantastic. And let's name the team while we're at it.
How about the British Bulldogs? We like that.
That's a good one.
British Bulldogs.
English Channel.
The English Channel.
That's pretty good.
I was listening to Evan either, Joe.
Oh, my God.
Why? Because I said basketball or anything?
How about the London Bridges?
That's a good one, too.
There we go. But they're falling down.
Off well. That would be the headline if they were bad.
Oh, yeah.
London Bridges falling down.
I think
Daily Mail.
I think that segment is kind of telling us the future, which is get set. How about the Lobster Backs? That's what we used to call them during the Revolutionary War. That was our offensive name we used to call the British, those Lobster Backs. You all right there, Joe?
No, I'm not.
They'll probably
really
just be the Jaguars.
Yeah, seriously.
Right.
They'll just keep with the Chargers. They'll just keep the name.
It's painful.
Nah, it is. All I was saying, it was simple, is that LeBron's the greatest player in the world.
Well, we know that.
Because you see what happened.
Oh, the Cavaliers. They're almost the Knicks. Not quite. They do have a couple guys. Kevin Love. They got a couple guys.
Look, they've got the same team they had last year. George Hill, Rodney Hood, Larry Nance, Kyle Korver, Jordan Clarkson. They drafted Colin Sexton. I don't know how good he's going to be. And they're just completely abysmal. That's what happens when you take away the best player on the planet.
Yeah.
But the highlight of the game was Richard Jefferson, who did his...
Was that his initial, was that his debut?
That was his analyst debut. Yeah, him and Ian, and they were on fire.
Right. Well, let me tell you, I will say this, okay? And I used to say this about Marv, and I'll say it now about Ian. Ian Eagle is going to make anybody look good.
That's true.
Yeah, this is no knock on anybody that works with him, but he is going to make anybody. I mean, if I sat there, and I'm no analyst whatsoever. Of course, I'd be, if it was one of my teams,
I'd be ripping everybody.
Complaining. I'd last about 2 seconds. But, I mean, Ian would make me look good.
Now, he is good. But I thought last night, Jefferson, what made him good for now is that he's a guy who just got off the court. The guy was in the NBA last year.
Forever. How many? 20 years almost, right?
Oh, yeah. He had a really long career. Right. He's played with half the guys in the league, or he's played against everybody in the league.
Probably true.
And his opinions on everybody, it's interesting. Like, he's making fun of Kyle Korver. Kyle Korver picks off a pass, and here's his analysis. Hey, if Kyle Korver's intercepting a pass, it was a terrible pass. he's just ripping him. But he did a great job. He did a really good job.
I'm sure he's very good. In fact, we got him on the show tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken.
We do.
How about that? Ernie, good get by Ernie.
That's right. I'm bothering Ernie because I keep asking him about it. What time is Richard?
You did. You really did.
I know. I was bothering
that constantly.
When's RJ coming?
We got to talk about the good old days of net basketball.
Of course. Yeah, the glory days. And think about the experience he's had. Guy got to play with LeBron for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And J.R. Smith.
Yeah.
I mean,
was he on the championship team in Cleveland?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So, he was there.
There you go.
Nah, but he did a really good job last night. But the state of New York sports, man, is just.
It's not good.
It's depressing. And then,
the one thing I will say about us being Jet fans, at least we got this young quarterback to watch, no matter how bad it gets the rest of the
year. They are on the upswing.
Yes.
No doubt about it.
At least we got that kid to watch.
And
you know?
I think there's obviously hope with the Yankees. And there could be hope with the Mets. And I don't know how you take this, but.
Could be.
Trying to read the tea leaves.
About who the GM's going to be?
Yeah, it really feels like it's going to be Doug Melvin. And the reason why I think is Mike Puma was on Twitter this morning.
Right. The
and
Post,
said
Mike Puma.
Of the New York Post that Hiram Bloom, who interviewed yesterday, is not holding a conference call with reporters.
Okay.
He's just going to issue a statement the way Brody Van Wagenen did.
Right.
Now, maybe it's because both Brody and Hiram have jobs. Maybe that has something to do with
it. Maybe they realized who the owners were.
And they're getting the hell out of there.
Maybe that's what they realized.
Or maybe they've settled on Doug Melvin.
Maybe.
And the truth is, I don't know. I don't love anything. I think now
there's nothing to love.
There's nothing to love.
What are you going to love? Here's what we'd love if we heard that Manny Machado just signed on a dotted line. then we'd love that.
Then I'd love it.
Outside of that, no.
Yeah, I mean, if Doug Melvin comes in there and the first thing he says is, look, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to convince ownership. We're going to spend a ton of money. And we're going to go out and compete for all the best players in baseball. Then I'd say, oh, Doug Melvin. I love this guy.
Of course. You'd be building a statue for
him. Right. Then he has to go out and actually sign them.
Well.
That'd be the other thing.
Yep.
And the other thing that makes the New York sports scene tough, and I know Kevin Newkane had texted me about this as a big Yankee fan, is if you're a Yankee fan, you're sitting there watching the Red Sox dance to a championship.
They are dancing, too.
They're going to do it again.
David Price. MVP.
David Price. I got nothing, man.
Another good move by Dave Roberts last night, too, by the way, with the making the pitching change that turned the game around.
To Ryan Madsen?
Yeah.
Well, I'll give you something interesting about Ryan Madsen. Ryan Madsen's been around the sport a long time.
I mean, with the Phillies.
Oh, yeah. I remember Beltran hit that home run in the 15th inning or 14th inning against him.
Yes, indeed.
He's now been in 3 different World Series. He's bounced around the league a lot. Ryan Madsen was traded for on August 31st. He made 9 appearances with the Dodgers. He's now made 9 playoff appearances with the Dodgers.
That's not good.
He's appeared in as many playoff games as he did regular season games, and Dave Roberts is relying on him as if he's freaking Goose Gossage. I mean, he's looking at Ryan Madsen like, oh, I got to go to him in a big spot. And the Red Sox, here's the thing about the Red Sox. They're pains in the asses, but I got to give them credit. They make me love baseball and remind me why I love baseball. Because it's not just about swinging for the fences and striking out.
But that's what, you know what, bro? Every team that wins a championship, it's that.
Yes. That, look what they did last night. 2 outs, nobody on.
They're the king.
That's when the inning begins.
They're the king of 2 outs, nobody on, scoring runs.
That's right.
I mean, it's unbelievable what they do.
That's what they do. I mean, that's what they've done throughout the postseason. And as far as David Price is concerned, good for him. All right, every piece of logic told you, I thought, that he was never going to turn around in the playoffs, but he's put together back-to-back brilliant starts. All I could say about that is good for him.
And he's not pitching against the Yankees, which helps.
That does help. And speaking of the Yankees, and this probably makes it even more painful, if you are a Yankee fan watching this World Series, right now, one of the guys who has been incredibly valuable towards this run is Nate Eovaldi.
Yeah, I know. He's like the ace out of the pen now.
Yeah.
That's what he does. I mean, Cora throws him in there in any big spot, you know, in out of the pen now.
Oh, my God.
And he's been terrific.
He's been great.
Yep.
He's been great out of the bullpen.
Yep.
Out of the bullpen, he's made three appearances, 3 1/3 scoreless innings, all in, I think, relatively close games. And as a starter, 16 2/3 innings, 3 runs. Or that's his combined numbers.
Right, right, right.
So Nate Eovaldi as a starter in the 2 starts he's made, out of the bullpen in the 3 appearances he's made, the guy's been great. What a July 31st acquisition the Red Sox made right there. And that doesn't help. The fact that the Boston sports scene is about to see this. They're about to see the Red Sox win a championship. The Patriots will, of course, get to another Super Bowl. We know that.
Well.
The Celtics are the favorites in the Eastern Conference. Whether they get there or not, they're the favorites. And the Bruins usually have a good team.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just...
No, bro, it's absurd. And you're right. The Patriots. I mean, I don't see who's beating the Patriots in the AFC. I mean, you want to tell me the Chiefs saw? Let me see the Chiefs.
Nobody's beating.
Let me see the Chiefs win a playoff game first, okay?
Seriously.
I mean, let me see that, you know?
If you're doing power rankings, whether it's on the radio or NFL Network.
You could put the Rams number one, but the bottom line is it's probably still New England.
You could put, you know what? You want to put the Rams number one, that is fine.
Right.
But there's nothing, you cannot put the Chiefs ahead of the Patriots.
No.
The Patriots just beat them for crying out loud.
You can't. I don't care what the records is because they got one more win than the Pats.
Please. Big deal.
What does that mean?
The Patriots are number one in the AFC until someone walks into Foxborough in the playoffs or if they have to go on the road and beat them.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it.
You're 100% right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.